You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw,
who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, guys, this is another episode of The Startup Chat with Heaton Shaw and Steli Efti. We're finally back in Palo Alto having two cappuccinos with us.
Yep.
At the original balcony.
That's right.
Where everything started. And I'm so excited to be hanging out with you, my man.
Same here.
It's been a while. How is life?
Great.
There you go.
That's all that matters, right?
Awesome. Well, what do we want to talk about today? I think that what we should be talking about, just a second ago, Heaton said something smart, which was, hey, we should figure out this podcast thing, especially how can we get more and more honest feedback from people other than just praise? And I was like, well, let's just talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, we like your praise.
Oh, yeah.
Makes us feel real good.
We love it. Even more so, we like when you praise us in with words written on iTunes reviews.
Right? Oh, yeah, reviews. That's right. We want reviews.
Please. You know, the whole point of getting lots of reviews on iTunes, other than like catering to egos, which is part of it probably, is that we've learned or we've heard that if you get a lot of reviews or a lot of ratings on iTunes, you get exposure on iTunes, which means more people will learn that our podcast exists, which is awesome for us and just keeps us motivated if more and more people get value from the podcast.
Yeah, it keeps us going. We might do this for 10 years. Who knows?
Who knows?
I scared you there, didn't I?
Both, but it was an exciting scare, you know? We're just about to jump off the 10-meter, whatever it is. So, feedback. Let me ask you, why is that something on your mind? Like, why was that something that you wanted to talk to me about? Like, hey, let's get really critical feedback. And let's talk about it. Like, what are the ways to get feedback from our audience, from the listeners?
So, I don't know the ways. Yeah, right. Okay. I think we can discuss them. We probably have a lot of ideas.
But what's the intent behind it? What's
I think
our motivation?
The intent is like you don't get better at anything unless you get feedback. And mm-hmm. not the kind that tells you things are great. Although it's great to know what you're doing well because you don't want to stop doing that. So it's not that like the positive feedback or the feedback about what you're doing good is bad. It's just that it's not necessarily as useful as constructive, even critical feedback. So if you hate something, I think we should know. Okay. Even in general, like if you think about your customers in a business or mm-hmm. you think about your team, and I know you've had your strategies where you've had, you guys would do dinners with the founders.
Right.
We said that earlier in some podcasts, and you would ask for feedback. They would give you feedback, and it was surprising. So I want the surprising feedback. I want the feedback that makes us think, oh crap, like we did that wrong and we should do better. Or we never thought about that, right? Like somebody actually gave us feedback around the quality. So before we got here, we walked over and got some new mic called the Snowball.
Yeah.
And it's kind of confusing, so we'll see. So if this is better, whoever gave us that feedback, I don't remember your name, I'm sorry, let us know. And now I'm speaking into the microphone because I have this habit of not doing that.
And tell us why you're not doing that.
I'm not going to tell you why I'm not doing that.
I'm so bummed I didn't record. Okay, so here's something I learned about recording audio is you want to hit record as early as the person enters the room because you never know if you're going to get some golden nuggets before the whole show officially starts. And you want to hit stop as late as possible, right? Because people say cool things when you're not recording. And Heaton said something funny and I'm bummed that I don't have it on audio.
And I'm not going to say it again.
Okay. So feedback is the only way to improve.
Yeah.
So, and critically, what do you think about like conflicting feedback, right? So, or how do you filter feedback? Because I remember the very first few episodes we put out, there were two people I remember. One gave us feedback of like the first episode was shit. It was all just you guys loving each other. No real like useful stuff for me. Yeah. The second one was amazing. And then literally a day later, there's a guy sending us an email that says the first episode was amazing. Yeah. The second was kind of boring. So what do you like? Okay. So one thing is, solicit a lot of feedback and ask people to be super honest. They don't have to be harsh, just honest, not filtered.
Yeah.
But then what do you do with that feedback? How do you know what to learn from, what not? What do you believe or agree with, what not? If you don't agree with it, do you not agree because you're defensive? How do you deal with that?
So the easiest way to deal with it is if you have a whole quantity of feedback, then you'll know what the majority of people say.
Hmm.
So quantity is actually the hack.
Yeah.
I know you like hacks.
Yeah.
Quantity is the hack.
Quantity is the hack.
Because quantity allows you to find the pattern.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we had the conflicting feedback. Now, if we actually pushed probably a little bit harder, we might have gotten feedback around one way or another. Because that was a 50-50. There's two people. One person says one thing, another person says the opposite.
Yeah.
If we asked 100, it wouldn't be 50-50.
True. I like the quantity is the hack. That's a tweetable moment right here.
Yeah,
right there.
I like those. Those are good, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. All right. So that's one thing. But I think even before that, thinking about it, we need to know what we want to create to know how to take the feedback. So I'll give you an example. If our whole purpose of our show was to be like, I'll give you another example. When I'm on stage, I curse a lot. Like I curse a lot in general when I'm super passionate. I don't do it all day long because I'm not hyper passionate all day long about everything I say. But when I get into a passionate mode, I curse more. Just it's automatic. Now there's people once in a while, there's a lot of people that are like, awesome that you're cursing. I go to conferences, people come up to me and go, are you going to curse a lot today? The expectation is like, can you please shout and curse a lot? But then there's once in a while, there's somebody that tells me, Stelly, people, I love your content, but people will take you more seriously and you would be way more professional if you wouldn't curse as much. And I need to know that part of my brand is to be authentic. So I appreciate that they want to help me, but it's feedback that's not useful to me. And having some people offended by it actually means I'm doing my job right. So, you know, if people tell us, like, I mean, we're still discovering and learning what we want this to be and how we want this to evolve. It's going to be interesting how that feedback is going to influence us in one way or another, right?
Yeah.
All right, so quantity is the hack. You want to get critical feedback because if you don't get it, you can't learn. The other thing that's interesting, here's a question I have for you. Have you listened to any of our podcasts?
Yeah, I have.
To all of them or to some?
Some of them.
All right.
So, I was there.
All right, that's fair. Same here. Here's the reason why I'm saying this is that it to me, I don't know how you feel about this. To me, it takes discipline to listen to our podcasts, just like it takes discipline to listen to my past talks or watch a past podcast interview for the same reason, partially because I was there. I've already talked about it, right? Why do I need to listen to myself? Secondly, because I see everything I think I did wrong with something. So it's not usually a super pleasurable experience. I know some people probably think I watch these things and think, oh, I'm so amazing. But I don't like
it. I'm the same way.
I don't like
when
it
I listen to
much.
Myself, I'm like, oh, I fucked that up.
Yeah,
I fucked that up. I could have done that better.
Yep. So it's not like my favorite thing to do is to just look at myself doing these things. But the reason why I try to discipline myself to do it is because I know it's the only way to improve. Self-study is the only way to true like improvement, right? You need to listen. So I was curious if you're listening to some of these podcasts.
That's 2X. Awesome to hear.
2X on speed. That's awesome. That's smart. All right. So coming back to feedback.
Yeah.
Let's discuss some ways of how we can solicit real feedback. So we could ask feedback. What are the ways that we can ask people for feedback?
Well, first of all, we're doing a whole podcast on it.
Yeah.
So that's – we're already kind of – we got one strategy down, right?
Yes,
so we're talking about feedback.
Feedback.
I think we talked about the importance of feedback to some extent already.
Yep.
We could probably go a little bit deeper in that. But like, let's leave that for the tips or something else towards the end.
Yep.
How do we get feedback? I think we can ask for it every time.
Okay.
And we do.
Yeah.
But we probably can be a little more aggressive about asking for it, even though, you know, I think we are pretty aggressive. So, in that vein, because this should be actionable, right? All of you that are actually listening should tweet us, email us. If you see us, tell us.
Oh, yeah.
What do you like? What do you not like? What's your favorite episode?
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. One of the things that I've always found interesting about this medium of podcasting is you actually don't get to build the same type of relationship with your audience.
Hmm.
We have a website though.
Yeah.
So we might be able to do it through the website.
Yeah.
But what I mean is like we don't have their emails. Yes, we have early access emails, but we don't have, you said there's like, I don't know, some thousands of downloads or listens,
right? Yeah.
And so we don't know the emails of those people.
Yep.
But we reach them through the podcast.
That's true.
So we reach the people that are actually listening.
Yeah.
We also have the early access list.
That's true.
So I think for us, the thing I'm most concerned about is like, we're not close to the audience.
Okay.
So I would say I would put it on them.
All right.
And say, help us be closer to you. If you're listening, you're not listening to hear us bullshit.
Yeah.
You're listening to get value out of this podcast.
Yep.
You and I both aligned in that if it's not valuable, we don't want to keep doing it.
Yes.
So we could even threaten to shut it down.
If you don't give us feedback,
we're done. Anyway, so that's my logic around just like, why we need it, but also like how we can get it. We just keep asking for it. So that's one way.
All right. This brings up a critical point. We need to check on this later, but I'm not even sure if people can comment on the episode. Every episode is kind of a post on our website.
We should put like Facebook comments or something.
Or something.
Like
we should allow people
to Facebook.
Give Facebook.
And we know who it is.
All right. Facebook comments on it. Yeah. All right. That's a cool idea. The other thing is, yeah, give us feedback. I mean, through all channels.
Yeah.
But I think that, I mean, one of the most critical things that one of the things I'm most interested in the first place is, why do you care to listen? What's in it for you? Like, why do you listen? And then what's also interesting is, if you reach out to us today and you say, the reason why I'm listening is I want to improve my life or my business or something, that's cool. But then as you keep listening, do the reasons change, or do the reasons stay consistent? And are we consistently delivering on that, or are we not?
Yeah.
Because I know for sure that I've listened to podcasts that at the beginning I got a lot of out of, and then either my reasons changed and the podcast didn't, so I was like, I'm done with this, or the podcast started changing in a direction that didn't meet my needs anymore. So I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
So I think that more interesting than just a snapshot of like today, how do you feel about things and what's your feedback, is to see how is the relationship between what we're doing and saying and what you need in your life, how is that growing or not, right? So I would love for people to keep us in the loop of how they're listening or not listening, how their listening behaviors is changing, things like that.
That's the kind of thing, right? Like if you... This is, the problem. I guess I'm the problem child today, so I'll keep talking about
the problem.
So the problem is, like, if you have a customer and they leave you, you still have their email. You can ask them.
Yep.
If you have a team member and they leave the team, most companies are pretty good at doing exit interviews.
Yep.
Right?
No,
they have to be.
I wouldn't say that.
If they want feedback, they'll go do exit interviews. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
Most are not. You should be. How about that?
You should be, yeah.
So you get to do an exit interview because the human's actually leaving. Someone should do the interview.
Yes.
You'll find out why. Whether it's a good data point or not, doesn't matter. You want to know why somebody's leaving, right? And whether it's voluntary, involuntary, it doesn't matter. If they're leaving, you should know, right? Or how they felt about the experience. We don't get any of that. So if
that
you stop listening, tell
true.
Us why.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you stop listening. We should think of something we offer them in return other than just gratitude and love. Eventually, we might want to offer something.
Candy?
Like, we'll send you chocolate.
I don't know.
Maybe
I like offering this. Maybe they don't want anything.
Maybe it's so weird that it's interesting. We will send you... What's a good chocolate? I don't know. We can send you some...
Yeah, but then we got to know who they are. And they got to want us to send them something.
Send them something, yeah.
They might not like us anymore because they left.
Who knows? I'm happy to do it, though. No, I'm happy to do that. If anyone wants to call us on it, you can get chocolate from us.
Yeah.
But even more importantly, the problem... Here's the reality, though. The problem is that most people that leave will not leave so upset and pissed that they have a reason to talk to us. Most of them would just stop caring, which is the thing that hurts more.
Yeah, that's what we need to figure out.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, on the one hand... You're right. I've never thought about this. On the one hand, a podcast is super intimate because... I'm like on my way to home on the train or doing my work.
We're in your ear.
You're in your ear, right? I'm not just reading something. I hear your voice. So I connect with you on a different level. It feels like I'm in the room and I'm having a conversation. I'm part of that. So it's super intimate. And on the other hand, it's super disconnected because I can't talk to you back.
That's right.
You don't see me. And if I stop listening, you don't fucking know, right? So it's an interesting medium.
So I think we can definitely do Facebook comments on the pages.
Yep.
Let people know we have a page for the damn podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because they might not know.
Yeah. TheStartupChat.com.
Yeah. I mean, that's the title of this thing. Yeah. So, and then at least they can comment on every episode.
Yeah.
We can keep telling people to do that.
Yes.
We're on Twitter. We're always on Twitter.
Yep.
I know both of us are. You have your spurts. We got to talk about that at some point.
Yes.
You're doing Twitter wrong, remember?
Oh, yes.
But maybe that's the next episode.
Yes.
Anyways. So I think we just need to keep reminding these people, and we need to put enough channels on the website itself, or enough methods on the website itself to like the Facebook comments. I like Facebook just because then it can be personal.
That's true.
Want to know who's commenting.
Yep.
I want them to feel okay with even being critical. It's almost a test for them too.
Mm.
Be critical. It's okay. Like, you can give people critical feedback.
Oh yeah.
Right. We all need to practice that.
Yeah.
I think because we all need feedback.
Yeah.
Right. Otherwise, like, I think if you don't get the critical feedback, you don't really know. You can't calibrate yourself on like what's good and what's bad, or what other people actually think.
Here's a quote that I love that relates to this, which is, you're never as good as they say you are, and you're never as bad as they say
you
are.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. So whenever whenever people are like, oh, you're amazing at this, I'm like, you're never as good as this. Tell me something I'm not good at. Yeah. And whenever people are like, you're shit, you're horrible, I'm like, well, I'm not going to be – you're never as bad as people say you are. Right. So you try to find a place or a person or a way to look at what you're doing and like, what is good about what I'm doing, so keep doing it. How are we doing on time? You're the track master of time.
My phone says we have 4 minutes and then we do tips.
All right. Wow. Okay. So let's talk more about feedback maybe on some tactical level. So again, please tweet at us.